The new Connect FM.
It's 106. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And our Champaign County Clerk, Gordy Holton, on the phone with us, too. How are you, Gordy?
I'm great. How are you, ladies?
Awesome.
So, it kind of a busy time for you right now, Gordy.
It is. We are crunching over here at the county clerk's office, but we're having a great time. So,
and if you don't know, we do have a fantastic resource in the website that for the Champaign County Clerk. It's simply champaigncountyclerk.com. I love how easy that is.
Thank you, and thanks for mentioning it.
Well, and I noticed that on your Facebook, you had on your Facebook page, you had posted earlier this week that the specimen ballot was in the newspaper.
Yes.
And doggone it, I didn't get out there. But what's nice is I was able to go to champaigncountyclerk.com, and I was able to print off the specimen ballot.
Yes.
Now, what is, I guess this is just for us to be able to kind of educate ourselves on the issues that we will be seeing on the ballot.
Yeah, the specimen ballot, and there's two different types. The full specimen ballot is every race that's on the ballot in the entire county. So it's not everything you get to vote on.
Right.
But you can also go in, and there's a link on our website for check your registration status.
Okay.
And if you plug your information, your name, your birth date, and the last four digits of your Social Security number into that, it will give you your customized ballot with only your races on it. So you can really drill down and do the research on the races that you'll get to vote on.
Yeah, I've done that before. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, because I printed off the full one, and I'm looking at all this. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the ballot this year, from, of course, the big Champaign mayoral race to there's a lot of village board people that are going to be elected. There's I've noticed a lot of property tax increase proposals.
Yeah, there's a couple of tax referenda for school districts. There's a fire protection district referenda on there, and they all affect sort of local taxing districts, and the voters in those jurisdictions will get to vote on those.
So with Urbana, there's like a couple of different ones, isn't there?
Urbana's got the big one for
the pool.
But I think that's the only one for Urbana.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw another one.
It helps you so much to have your game plan ready when you step into the polling place, though, and to review your ballot beforehand. I mean,
yeah, and you can actually bring this with you on election day.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I've done that, where you can just kind of take a look at it and then fill it out and put it in your back pocket and then take it into the polling place with you, and then there you go.
Yep.
Just a couple more important things to make sure folks know. On the ballot, there is, like, for Champaign District 5, you actually have to write in a candidate.
Yes.
And it's a two-step process. You have to make sure you complete both steps. And what are they?
You have to fill in the oval, just like you would if there was a name on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fill in the oval, but then you have to write in the candidate's name. If you do one but not the other, it will not count as a valid write-in vote. Either the tabulator won't pick it up, or the election judges won't be able to determine who you intended to vote for.
So it's
important, and we have instructions on our website for how to do it. Yep. Fill in the oval and write in the candidate's name for whom you intend to vote.
Okay, and again, that's at champaigncountyclerk.com. What if you misspell the name?
If you misspell the name, it's not the end of the world. The election judges have some leeway to determine what the intent of the voter was.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you spell, Bob Johnson with an S-O-N instead of an S-E-N, the election judges can usually figure out for whom you intended to vote.
Okay.
But get close.
Okay. And get as close as you can. And like you said, you can print off the specimen ballot. You can fill that information out in advance and take it in with you.
Yes.
Okay. If you have a question about where your polling place is.
Polling place information, all of that. Polling place information, election results, and the hours that the polls are open, which is 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. All of that information can be found on champaigncountyclerk.com or by calling our office at 384-3720. We're happy to answer any questions, but the website is really a fantastic resource, because when you plug in your information, it will give you the results that are specific for your precinct as a voter, where you go to vote, you know, if there are any special instructions for that polling place, what your ballot looks like, all of those things.
And again, that's where you go to the front page, and right under popular items, you click on check your registration status, right?
Yep.
And fill out that information, and then that gets you the stuff that's pertinent to you.
Yep.
So that way, if you're in Champaign County, you're not reading what's going on in the village of Rantoul and the village of Savoy and vice versa.
Yes, and we'll have election results on the website, and we'll have them linked from the front page starting pretty early election evening. We're hoping polls close at 7. We're hoping to start being able to report some results by 8 o'clock. But in Champaign County, we have a tradition of being right absolutely right rather than fast, and we're going to continue that. We're going to make sure that everything we do when we release results, that the results are right. And it may take us a little while because we have write-in votes in 26 precincts across the county.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yes.
All right, so, I would imagine we're going to have a pretty big turnout for this one, don't you think?
It'll be, I hope, 26, 27, 28,000 votes. I think the mayor's race in the city of Champaign is going to drive some turnout. I think the Urbana Park referendum will drive some turnout in Urbana where there's not a lot of other things on the ballot. And the countywide referendum on the auditor will give everybody in the county something to vote for and something that matters.
That's the other big thing because, and I guess there's been some controversy over the question, but the question seems pretty straightforward. I'm trying to find it here real quick, but it is
the question is it to make the office of auditor an appointed office rather than an elected one? Currently, we elect our auditor in Champaign County. If you vote yes on this, you're saying that you'd rather have an appointed auditor in Champaign County.
Okay.
And that would be an appointment by the county board, and there are some pros and cons on both sides, but that's the actual question. And it's a binding referendum. If it passes, then the office will be changed effective December 1st, 2012.
Okay, so let's make sure that people understand this again, because I found the question. It says, elimination of the elected office of county auditor in Champaign County. Shall the elected office of the Champaign County auditor be eliminated effective December 1, 2012, and the duties of said office transferred to an appointed officer? If you vote yes on this, then you are voting to remove that elected office of auditor.
Yes, you're voting to change the position from an elected position to an appointed position.
All right. And, you know, there was a great article in the newspaper earlier this week, and I think you still get it online, that the people who are for that, people who are against that, so you can kind of develop your own opinion on that.
Yes, absolutely. And there are strong arguments to be made in both directions.
Right.
And it's not my job to weigh in on those one way or the other.
But I wasn't going to ask.
That's the effect of that particular referendum. And
All right.
Countywide. Everybody in the county gets to vote on that.
Okay.
And just another quick housekeeping. A lot of people check the number of voter they are. That's something the judges are able to give out, right? What number you are in the polling place?
Yes, absolutely.
I always like to see my number.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really asked for that.
And we track it in our office. Our election judges have what we call early warning sheets.
Okay.
Based on the number of ballots that we've provided them first thing in the morning, if they start having more voters than we anticipated them having, they have early warning numbers that if they start to exceed that number of ballots by noon or by 3 or by 5, we'll hurry up and print some extra ballots
Excellent.
And run them out to them. So All we
right.
track that number as
Thanks
well.
Thanks for your good work, Gordy.
Yeah, thank you. ChampaignCountyClerk.com. This is our Champaign County Clerk, Gordy Holton. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Now you have a choice. 93.5, 95.3.